All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, the humidity's back. That's never a good thing, but you know what? We're always back. We're all here. Nick, Barry, Joel, present, accounted for, ready to go. Usual Suspects till 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, fellas?
What's up with this BS weather?
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's hot as hell, and it's not cooling off anytime soon, but I did see there's relief on the way in like a week, though.
Another cold front?
Like next week, it's the highs will be in the 40s, apparently.
I'm not complaining about this weather at all.
You should be.
This morning sucked. Because, first of all, it looked like Night of the Living Dead. There was the fog and like an American Horror Story all
over.
I saw
that.
The fog
American Horror Story?
I don't know. Not horror. Horror.
Oh, I was like, what?
Get your mind out of the gutter. And the humidity just, God, I mean, it's December or close enough. It's not supposed to feel like Miami Beach.
No, it's not. And I thought I saw, and I just pulled up the Weather Channel, but I thought I saw last night this weather forecast thing that said it would be in the 40s would be the highs. But apparently, according to the Weather Channel, that'll be the lows starting like December 5th. So it's going to get up to 80 on Monday, December 5th or December 4th, but then it'll cool off and the highs will be like 60.
Like I ran 61. Last night and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But then this front came in and it was brutal.
Yeah. It sucks. I don't like this. I want winter. I just want to live.
Oh, be careful what you ask for, my friend.
I want to live.
Not with snow. You just want
no,
it to be cooler.
No, snow.
No, you're crazy.
You're an idiot.
I want to live. This. I love this city, but gosh,
I've lived
dog
it. You don't want snow.
I do want four seasons, not one and a half.
Well, that's a hotel. Go get a room.
Well, we have two seasons here. Super freaking hot and then not that hot. That's our two seasons. And I hate it. I want a fall where I can see the leaves change colors. I want a winter where there's we might get some snow this week. Not a lot of snow. I don't want to be Michigan. I don't want to be, you know, that much snow, Lake Michigan.
I would be so livid dealing with ice on a windshield. It's the transportation part that bugs me about.
Park in a garage and snow. You don't have that issue.
Okay.
Right?
You can, there's garages everywhere though?
Just build a garage wherever you're at. Just build a garage. This is easy. I'm solving problems here.
See, the thing is like, and we lived on Lake Michigan, and I'll tell you this.
Oh, God.
You have to make a choice. Like, you choose to live right by the lake, therefore you're going to get more precipitation because there's more moisture coming off the lake. But you're not going to get as cold as you get inland. So you're either going to deal with minus 27 or 27 inches of snow. That's what it comes down to. That's what I dealt with for my entire childhood until I was 18. Actually, until I was 20, yeah.
Minus 27, forget that. Forget
when,
that.
When you went to school where I went to school, one day you'd get 27 inches of snow, and the next day it would be minus 27. So you'd have to plug your engine block in. Literally up there, they sell cars with the plug outlet coming out of the engine, so you can plug your car in at night to keep it warm enough to run.
When I bought a Chevy Avalanche through a buddy of mine. His dad worked at GM, so they would get the friends and family discount, and it was really good deep discount. Mm-hmm. So he was like, do you want to get, because he was going to get a Suburban, and we all worked together and so I was like, yeah, I'll get an Avalanche. I want to get a big truck. It was my first big truck. I got an Avalanche. I got an LTZ, which is the top model, and I got every option. I mean, I had the screen in the back with the remote controls and headphones for the kids that I don't have, and because I could get it all, and it wasn't that expensive. I got every option except one, the engine warmer. They actually have this thing where you just turn it on and it warms your engine.
Yep.
I was like, well, I don't need that. I'm not going to pay the extra $100. I'll never need to warm my engine down.
It was $100 too?
Or, yeah, a couple $100 actually. But I was getting it like because of the discount.
Because of the discount, yeah.
But still, the hell would I need that for? Not that I need a screen because no one ever rides in the truck but me or the wife. So
right.
But yeah. That's when you know it's cold. And I tried to get Nora. I told her, I was like, look, I want to move one day. I want to get out of the city. I want to go live somewhere else. And I told her I wanted to move to Denver. I want to go live in Denver.
Now I've got friends that
live there. And she told me that she would move with me, but that she would not get a job because she's not leaving the house when it's cold. I was like, that's your stipulation? Like, she's like, I'm not driving in the snow and I'm not getting out when it's cold.
I have lots of friends that live in Denver. Denver's the most bizarre city because you can get, unlike 27 degrees below zero and then 27 inches of snow, you can have it one day where you get like a foot of snow and the next day it's 72 degrees. There, because of the altitude and everything, you can go from like winter to like spring, summer within 24 hours.
I'd be good with that though.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I wouldn't mind that at all. You get a little snow and it warms up and melts away. And
people brag on Denver as being a great city.
I would love, even though there's a bunch of hippies eating trail mix and hiking and Tevas.
Smoking weed now.
That wouldn't hurt my feelings either.
That makes you feel
at least
better.
I could do it and not break the law if I wanted to.
Right.
Not that I'm big on that.
1A for me for a city to live in other than Houston, Texas would be Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona.
Really?
It's a great city.
Why is that?
It's really cosmopolitan, metropolitan. It continues to grow and get more modernized, but the climate's perfect. In the winter?
There's no winter though,
I'm
right?
I'm good with that. I'm telling you guys, once you've spent the first 18 to 20 years of your life in that climate with the hard winter as part of four seasons, you don't want no part of it anymore. I'm done. Okay. I'm good.
Well, having grown up, born and raised here,
yeah,
I'm ready
that.
For a winter. I'm ready for four distinct seasons where you go, oh, it's fall now, and not, oh, it's fall. Oh, well, that 2 days later, it's 89 degrees in the middle of November. Why am I outside? And I remember playing basketball on Christmas Day in shorts, sweating my ass off. It shouldn't be December 25th, and I'm in shorts and a tank top.
I feel like that's what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, it's these damn global warmings.
Well, but yeah, there you go, old person.
Yeah.
But the same thing could be said. I've told you guys before, Wisconsin doesn't get hit with snow till after Christmas. There have been Christmas days that we went and played golf because it was like 40, 42, 44 degrees.
Yeah.
For us, that's like borderline summer. But we would do that because it was rare that we had a white Christmas in Wisconsin when I was growing
up.
That's
racist.
You'd get kind of a sprinkling, a dusting, as they call it, of snow. But you wouldn't really get the hard snows, the blizzard-like conditions till January.
I went to, where was it? It was north of Toronto, way north of Toronto on business when I worked. I was doing Active Directory rollouts for Cisco Foods. Mm-hmm. And they had the very first location that we ever did was in Canada. And did I ever tell you all the story about how I almost got kicked out of Canada, by the way?
I don't believe
that. I need to tell you that one day. But it's April, and I'm in Toronto, or not Toronto. I don't know what the hell it was called, but it was north and
Nova Scotia?
East. No, it was north and east. I need to pull up a map. It was a small town. I want to say it started with an O.
Ontario?
No, I don't know. But anyways, that's not important to the story.
Moose Jaw?
Do you have a map in front of you? Is that one
no,
of your names?
No, I'm just rattling
Moose Jaw?
Yeah, there's a Moose Jaw. Saskatchewan? I'm just rattling off cities I know in Canada.
No, it was none of those.
Vancouver?
No. It's not important.
Okay.
Anyways. Oh, look, there's a Halliburton. Anyways. It's April, mid-April, and I wake up in the morning to go to work, and I pull the curtains back, and it's snow everywhere. And it is freezing ass cold outside. I've brought nothing but like t-shirts and some button-ups for work, but nothing that prepared me for snow in April. That was not a thing that I've ever seen in my life. But yeah, that's
like every time
how
the
they
Rockets
roll in Canada.
The Grizzlies when they played in Vancouver, inevitably we would go and it would instantaneously drop to like 20 below zero. And Akeem kept saying how much he loved – Vancouver was his favorite city.
Uh-huh, that's
he
why. That's
it. It was
why.
Like, yeah, because you get to go vacation there in the summer. But when we traveled, we wouldn't even go out to get something to eat. That was the one city where we'd probably order in
room
or go to the hotel
something.
Restaurant. Yeah. Because it was just wickedly cold up there.
That's what that's what I experienced. I was like, man, this sucks. But in April – now. That might be a little extreme. That's why I'm saying I could bring him back down to somewhere like Denver. You might
Denver's
get snow.
Good.
You might get snow, but not very often. Not very often at all.
Yeah, I mean, look.
In April, anyways.
Like, yo, Adrian says San Diego. Well, we have to be in your tax bracket, Adrian, to be able to live in San Diego, because there's a reason why they say it's the ultimate climate in the United States. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
It's expensive to live in San Diego, but San Diego is beautiful.
Yeah, that's...
It's pretty spendy.
It's very spendy.
Yeah, I had a couple buddies that lived there, and oof. Yeah, they were paying through the roof for just a small, like, efficiency-sized apartments. You're paying for the beach there.
Yep.
All right, well, you're hearing Sinead O'Connor in the background. I guess that means I'm going first, because I can't stand this song, and it drives me nuts. And for our Way Back Wednesday, we decided to pick songs that we can't stand.
I love this song, by the way. I looked at your list. Half of your list is songs that I have in heavy rotation when I'm driving around. I'll turn this song on, turn it up to 11, or and however loud it is, and just sing my ass off. Love this song. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you going to join in?
No, because that sounds bad when I sing it.
It sounds bad with her singing it.
Are you kidding me? Do you not like the Prince version or just this version?
No, and Prince wrote the original.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I asked, do you like that version? Or is it just hers?
I'm not a big fan of the song, but she really drives me nuts anyway, but I can't stand it. Yeah.
I love this song. This is going to be weird.
You guys look like it could be related if she got glasses.
Me and Sinead? Yeah. Me and 11? She looks like 11.
A little bit of darker hair, though. She has lighter hair.
Now?
She's got a better beard than me, too.
Well, I mean...
So our Way Back Wednesday is going to be nothing but songs we hate, as Barry just found out, or just let you guys know. Songs I hate, he probably likes, and vice versa, we'll find out. But we'll have those going. I got hour number one, and we'll continue to roll on. But if you want to be a part of the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Back with the entire show right ahead of us on The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. I went to the doctor and guess
what he told me, guess what he told me. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, add them to the list. I hate Duran Duran. Any songs from Duran Duran I could do without. I just picked the easiest one to reference.
Her Not name, a bad jam.
Her name was Rio sucks. Hungry Like the Wolf sucks.
I didn't come up with this, but somebody pointed out that if you really... look at their lyrics, that they're just ridiculous. That none of them make any sense.
Duran Duran?
Yeah. So what is this, Hungry Like a Wolf?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up the lyrics. We're going to check this out and see if this is accurate. Dark in the city, night is a wire. All right, already, night is a wire. What does that mean?
Oh, no.
Steam in the subway, earth is a fire. Do, 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 do. Okay, we'll skip that part. Woman, you won't. Oh, excuse me. Woman, you want me? Give me a sign and catch my breathing even closer behind.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense at all.
In touch with the ground, like I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. Smell like a sound. Smell like I sound. I'm lost in a crowd. How do you smell like you sound? What the hell does that even mean? Do you smell like I sound?
Do you sound nasty?
You sound like a fart? Do you sound? What do you sound like?
Well, I guess you can get away with not making sense now, and you could do the same back then, too.
Yeah, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Straddle the line in discord and rhyme. I thought he said disco and rhyme. It's discord and rhyme. This makes no sense. Mouth is alive with juices like wine. All
right. But you're feeling this track, though, right?
It's not bad.
Hate it.
I mean, don't hate it.
But I do.
Like it, not love it.
You know who else the lyrics? I guess the other one that they used to say was the Bee Gees, because you can't understand what they're saying. Like, they were just like, never, 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 never.
Yeah.
And then you turned out it was what you're doing with your back on the wall. And you're like, how the hell did they get there from what it's when it sounds like the you're pressing fast forward on a recorder?
I'm trying to pull up, like, her. Do you like Rio? Oh, you don't like any Duran Duran.
I don't like Duran Duran. And I don't like, and then some of their slower ones. Morning After. That sucks. They
See,
all
look,
suck.
Here's Rio from Duran Duran. Moving on the floor now, babe, you're a bird of paradise. Cherry ice cream smile. I suppose it's very nice. What? None of that makes any sense at all. Those. It's almost like they just, you ever seen on Facebook where they say, start typing a sentence and just click the middle suggestion from your spell check. You know how sometimes it'll just give you words? You ever seen that on Facebook where they'll be like, start this sentence and then post what you get? This is almost like Duran. That's how Duran comes up with their lyrics. They're just like, hey, baby, middle suggestion. And then it's like, your lips smell like you sound with cherry ice cream on a fence. What?
Didn't Paul McCartney and Wings, when they did Band on the Run, it's all about like ridiculous lyrics to songs. Like if you look at the lyrics to Band on the Run, it's like,
is it?
The rain exploded with a mighty crash as we headed to the sun.
Mm.
And it's just, it's all contradictory.
That sounds like sex to me.
Okay.
No?
And you know, you mentioned the other thing, you were just talking about those lyrics and like, you smell like I sound. I was going to mention to you guys, I was watching the news last night, and I guess in Pearland, there's a new community they're building, brand new houses, and the water stinks.
Nice.
So they're saying that it's clean water and it's absolutely drinkable, though I don't know anyone wants to drink something if it smells like crap. But they asked these new homeowners, would you ever, when they ask you what it smelled like, go, well, as soon as they put the microphone in your face, the lady goes, yeah, it smells like a big fart in my face every time I turn on the water. And I'm like, do you say that on the news?
I probably would, yeah.
You probably would. But seriously, you say, yeah, it smells like rotten skunk or something. No, she goes, no, it smells like a big fart in my face every time. I'm like, what are you
smells
doing?
Like my husband, Ronnie. He won't stop farting in the room, and now I've got the water and Ronnie's stinking ass, and I'm just ready to move and leave Ronnie at the same time.
He does it on the chair that has a cloth cushion, and it sits in there, and then when you sit down, whoosh, right in my nose. All right, so we got that going. Because Dell and Raheel were talking about the waterless shampoo. They were trying to explain to Lance.
My wife uses that.
Does it work?
I guess. She's super clean, so I don't think she wouldn't use it if it didn't work.
Okay.
But yeah, she uses that. Somebody texted the show and said, you better not try too hard to be funny today, Barry. I promise you I'm not. Barry sounds like a Disney princess right now. What was that? I don't know. I'm a Disney princess now. This is great.
Okay.
Driving home yesterday, they were talking about Eli Manning, and I am curious, because we had a bit of a debate about it in the pre-show meeting, but I'm curious what you think the Giants should do. Should they? Okay, I'm going to give you three choices.
This is to me or the listener?
This is you.
Okay.
Should they, A, keep Manning next year and draft a quarterback to sit behind him? Should they, B, cut him and draft a quarterback and just start him, like Darnold or whoever? Or should they, C, try to trade him to a team that...
You were looking at this, but...
Jacksonville or Buffalo or whatever.
Dead money.
So those are your three options. Which one do you do?
First of all, it's if they have the choice.
Well, they do have all three of those choices. They absolutely have those three choices.
Okay, but I think he's probably going to demand a trade. Or he wants out one way or the other. Because as we were talking about it in the production meeting, his ego, he's going to be kind of butthurt anyway. But his ego is going to be to the point where, and I think his agent's going to step in too. I don't know that how he could ever come back after this year.
You think he's going to have an ego?
He handled everything with class.
But I heard he was very classy about it.
So let's do that first. Then we'll come back to the question. This is what it sounded like after practice yesterday when they asked Eli Manning to kind of give everybody his thoughts after being let know that he was going to be demoted behind Geno Smith.
How hard is this hitting you emotionally?
Well, it's hard. It's been a hard day to handle this, but hang in there and figure it out.
Hardest things the Giants
would
say?
It's up there, yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like you might have started your last game for the Giants?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll take it one week at a time.
Yeah, he got a little emotional. He didn't quite break down and cry, but he was tearing up because, he handled it with class, and... You know this is a tough situation for him, especially with his streak ending and consecutive start streaks ending. They haven't had a quarterback besides Eli Manning start since 2004 when it was Kurt Warner.
And I was looking up his numbers, his record as a quarterback. There's three times that they didn't go at least 8-8. They went 6-10 three times since he's been there since 2004. One of those was the first year he was there when a guy you brought up yesterday, Kurt Warner, was the starter to begin with. Mm-hmm. So if you take that rookie season away, then there's 2 years since 2013 that he hasn't at least gone 500 as a starting quarterback. So how much are you blaming him? You know what I mean? But answer the question first. Which of those three choices, if you had to pick one, would you go with?
I think, see, here's the thing. I think they're going to try and trade him, but I don't know that any team's going to want to pick it up for the price tag.
So I'm asking you,
I'm trying to give you the best answer I can. I think more so than anything else, is there dead money involved?
He's got $6 million next year. If you cut him this year, there's a lot.
They're not going to cut him this year.
No.
So if they cut him next year and it's $6 million or less, I could see them trying to get a trade, but then eventually cutting him, because I think your option one that you gave me of coming back, I just don't see happening because I think his ego and his agent won't let him. So I'll say they're going to cut him.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, dead money next year, $12 million in 2018.
They're not going to suck up 12.
2019, $6 million.
So I could see, then they'll trade him.
So next year, what do? You trade him, cut him, or just let him play with the rookie learning from him? You say trade.
I say they're going to try and trade him. That's okay. What I'll say, yeah.
Okay.
Nick?
I think they would do the same thing. I don't think, especially if he's not happy. I don't imagine him wanting to stay there after
y'all
that.
Y'all are missing my point. I'm not asking what you think they'll do. What would you do if you're the Giants?
Yeah, trade him.
If I'm the Giants, I'm trying to trade him just to get that salary out of the books because you got to start over.
See, I feel like how much of this is, because I brought up the records for a reason, how much of this is really his fault? I get he's not the same guy, but how much of that? They were 11-5 last year.
Right.
Has he really fallen off that much?
No, and
he doesn't have Odell Beckham Jr.
I
think this is more of a coaching staff and a scheme and a game plan and everything else. I don't know that I would blame Eli.
In. If they fire Ben McAdoo, if they fire Jerry Reese, I don't know if that's enough for him to be able to put all of this aside and say, you benched me for Geno Smith. If you were benching me, if you benched me for a rookie that they want to see how much potential is there, like they drafted that guy this year, or even if it was a third or fourth round pick and you want to say, let's see if this guy can play or not so we don't make him Tom Savage. I'd be fine with that more so than saying, I'm benching you for Geno Smith, who's had ample opportunities to succeed in this league and has crapped the bed. I would be pretty pissed off.
Okay. I think I would let him play out another year. I would get rid of my staff completely, start over, and bring in somebody that maybe is a little more creative and ask him to stick around. Because you don't know what happened in those closed-door meetings. That may have been a conversation.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Been like, hey, look, let him do his thing. We're gonna fire him at the end of the year, McAdoo that is, and we'll get better. Trust me.
And a lot of it depends on how hurt Eli Manning is too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a guy that has a huge ego, but still.
So what would you do?
I would play him next year. I would draft a rookie quarterback this year and let him sit a year behind Eli and let him learn. Because when you look at going into – so next year he's got $12 million in dead cap space. He's due $10 million in base salary, $6 million in signing bonus. Nobody wants to pay Eli Manning $16 million if you traded him. So let a rookie learn how to – play the position behind
it's
him.
It's not a bad approach.
Even if he starts to suck at the end of the year, then now would be a good time. But if you had Darnold or Josh Rosen, then you could go and bench him next year at this time and let them get a few reps before you trade him or cut him in 2019.
I'll tell you what, if you're Jacksonville and you could somehow unload Blake Bortles without having to suck up that huge contract for next year and you could put Eli Manning in his place, you're instantaneously a better team. With Fournette and the receivers that they have and the defense that they have.
A little or a lot better?
I think you're a lot better.
Okay. I don't know if they're a lot better.
God, watch Blake Bortles.
Look what they're doing, though, without him. It's not bad.
This is your second or third song.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Enigma.
You love really?
It, right? Hate it.
This is a good song to bump nasties to.
Wow.
You don't think so?
Why don't you get those lyrics for me?
No. I looked them up one time. They're weird. They're all chants. They're all... like a weird Gregorian chant or something like that. All right, guys, I want to tell you about Gulf State Homebuyers because we all know that Hurricane Harvey has left a path of destruction around our city. And some of you guys are still not back in your homes yet. Some of you guys are still looking at repairs and trying to get that money from FEMA to fix up your home again so that you can move back in. Here's an alternative that you may not have thought about, though. Maybe fix up the house and stay there and risk it flooding again. But also you could sell it and move somewhere where maybe it doesn't flood as often or at all, especially if it didn't flood this last time. So that's where Gulf State Homebuyers can step in and help you, because you don't know what you can get for your house. But if you give them a call at 281-717-6100, let them come out, and they're going to give you a free, no-obligation, cash offer evaluation of your home. So they come out, they take a look around, they're going to run some comps, they're going to give you that free offer of how much they would give you cash for the home. Now you have that amount, you have what it's going to cost to fix it up, plus the risk involved in staying there, and you can make an informed decision of whether you want to continue to build that house and fix it up again, or do you want to move and take that cash and go find somewhere else to live? Give Gulf State Homebuyers a call, 281-717-6100. Get that process going. You're going to like working with them. They've won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau the last 2 years in a row, 2016 and 2017. So you know you're dealing with a good company. They've got an entire in-house staff of professionals that can help you, whether it's from attorneys and title companies to folks that are going to get your paperwork started for you and take care of everything that needs to get done every step of the way in the process. 281-717-6100. Or if you want more information, go to GulfStateHomeBuyers.com on the web. Whatever you do, give them a call. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you. And together, we will keep Houston strong.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
God, I hate this song. It's like a bad yodeler.
God, this is so good.
I want to fall in love. The best part was the video, if you turn the sound down.
This is so good.
Oh, it's awful.
No, I enjoy this.
I could see you with a ukulele sitting on some...
riding a horse bareback.
Singing this song. Yeah, it's a jam, dude.
It sucks.
This is the jam. If I could sing, I would sing this song.
Well, you can try it, because you can't mess this up.
Hit the high note.
You can't do it. No, that's the worst.
That's you.
No, I would totally... You would... I could maybe sing the rest of it and have a chance at getting laid, but as soon as that high note came, that'd be it.
The video had like,
you know, I was going to take my panties off, but hand me my coat. What? Why? No.
The video had a supermodel in it.
Yeah, the video was erotic.
Was it Polina Poroskova or something?
Don't get me lying.
It's my guess.
Somebody said it snows in April every year in Denver, so maybe that's off the...
Yeah, but the next day it's like 72. I told you, it'll go away quickly. Telling you.
All right, I guess. I can't believe you hate that song, though.
You hate it.
Your list. I expected other, like, the more annoying. Like, Don't Worry, Be Happy was one of the ones on my list originally.
I could see that.
Like, that's an annoying ass song that should be on everyone's hate list. Somebody said you have horrible taste in music. It's supposed to be Ro Pimpin'. This is supposed to be songs we hate.
Yeah.
So if you hate those songs, then you agree with Pac-Man, Joel. Yeah,
thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Helena Christensen was the model in the video.
I just remember always seeing her with sand on her back thinking, God, that's got to be itchy in the video.
Unless you got a butt mustache, because you can just kind of filter it out.
Yep. Butt bangs, right, Nick?
Butt mustache.
Yeah. That's what I said, a butt mustache. So the other thing I wanted to get to you guys... I was sitting there, and it's weird how we do this show, but it immediately
hit me. It's always weird
watching the Cavs and the Heat last night, and I can't believe no one else picked up on this. But I'm watching the game, and I'm kind of in and out of the living room, and Lisa's running around with the baby, and I all of a sudden it's players only, which we've already talked about in detail. Kevin McHale tries to salvage it, but it's really rough from time to time. But players only, Greg Anthony and Steve Smith are doing the game from the studio in Atlanta for a game that's taking place in Cleveland between the Heat and the Cavs. Dennis Scott is there as a sideline reporter, but he's not reporting to anybody on the broadcast table. He's reporting back to Atlanta, too. But they have all the audio up. So at one point, Goran Dragic, the ex-Rocket, goes coast to coast, and he drops back a pass for Richardson, the young wing player that can fly from the Heat. And he goes up, and I mean, he brings it back, and he is going to bring down the rim, and he catches it right on the front iron and almost gives himself spina bifida on the way down. And I'm kind of walking by, but I'm at the same time, I'm hearing the guys call it. I had to go back and listen twice, but I at least was savvy enough to record it off my phone. It's not the greatest of audio because we had to play it on the show. It sounded like this.
He cocked up way back. And it's staying way back. A little too much cocking now.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah. So
he cocked that one so way
first,
back.
First 3D says Shaq'd in a fool because it's obvious that Shaq will use this. He may use the audio too. I don't know if he'll contain himself. But then Dennis Scott comes back with, yeah, he cocked that one back, way back. And then Mr. Anthony finished it. And I had to rewind it like three times going, did he really say that?
And it's staying way back. A little too much cocking now.
I guess so. I'm sure he meant the angle of the potential windmill dunk.
That is horrible.
But, you know, I was thinking immediately, I'm like, oh, the guys are going to love this one.
I wonder if he immediately knew, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
So I texted Mikhail immediately and go, I know you're in the other studio, but please tell me you heard Greg Anthony's comment to the missed dunk. He would not respond because I think he was pretty aware of the fact that I was going to try and get that audio and do something with it. He wasn't going to play along with that one.
That's funny. Yeah, that's that would be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've never said anything I've regretted on this show.
Yeah. No? Well, first of all, you don't regret anything.
That's true.
So that wouldn't be a concern. I think Nick regrets sometimes not having the button pushed down quick enough for some of the things that come out of your mouth.
It was funny because I remember the first time he dropped you swore it was like an S-bomb and your face was so red, but now it's like he's like testing me with it. You know what I mean? Like it went from red face.
Can I say bleep? And yeah. You're like, no, then you got to run and dump it. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I got to give you something to do. You don't have anything to do. Yeah. You're bored all the time. You got nothing going
on. Not paying attention to the show.
No, I mean, you know.
In that game, by the way, LeBron James' first ejection in his entire career.
Yeah, I missed the game. What did he do that was worthy of getting ejected?
You know what? I don't often agree with superstars trying to get calls, but on one end, he strips the ball. He goes length of the floor, and it's kind of one of those deals where he's trying to get to the rim, and a guy goes straight up with him. And I didn't quite think that there was a foul to be called there either, but he doesn't get the call, and he starts cussing at the ref, and first he throws his arm, you know, in the like an air punch, and he gets the first tee, and immediately he starts jawing after the air punch, and it's a newer, younger official, and he wasn't having it, and he wound up and did an air punch bigger than LeBron's to say you're out of here. And just, I mean, Miami was down 23 at the time. Cleveland was up 23, so it wasn't like they were going to lose the game. But the big story was, first time in his career he had been tossed.
So that's 9 in a row now, too, though, for the Cavs.
Oh, they're playing
right?
Well.
Yeah.
Kevin Love had 30 in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rolling.
So it's safe to say that they're back on track.
Yeah, they figured out their defensive issues. And, again, I keep telling you, as good as they're playing now, when you bring Isaiah Thomas into the fold, too, it's like getting an all-star free agent at the trade deadline, only it's only going to be December or January. And that's going to help them even more. But, yeah, they're playing good ball.
And Boston has lost 2 over their last 4. This most recent one to the Pistons, who is also, as a team,
ball.
Pistons are playing really well.
Andre Drummond had like this complete, I don't know if he, you know, he had a come to Jesus moment or something like that. Suddenly he's making free throws. He's putting up monster numbers. Reggie Jackson isn't a loose cannon anymore. Yes, he's Mr. November, okay? He's not Mr.
I didn't say,
no, I know.
I don't
the listeners
say
don't
a
get
word.
That. Yeah, but yeah, they're playing good basketball. Stan Van Gundy got his type of player, and I'm not sure anybody wants to ever get that label. But as a unit, they're playing well.
Stan Van Gundy type of player?
Yeah. Ever noticed that Stan Van Gundy and Ron Jeremy could be twin brothers?
Yep.
They look a lot alike.
They do. They call Ron Jeremy the hedgehog.
Is it because he's hairy and round?
You can look, as you would say, I looked that one up in the break.
Why they call him the hedgehog?
Yeah.
Is it because of his penis?
It could be.
It looks like a hedgehog?
Okay. And on that note, here's another song that I hate.
I just figured it was because he was round and hairy.
You like this song, too?
Yeah. This is a great song. And I saw you had Timmy T on there, and I immediately wanted to just reach through the email and slap you.
Why?
Timmy T is the jam.
First of all, when I asked you about Timmy T back then, you didn't even know who the hell he was.
I know the song. Your whole list is a sham.
It sucks.
No.
I hate all these songs.
I can't believe this.
Hate them. All right, we're going to continue to move on. If you've missed it or you've been misinformed by some of the people on Twitter, these are songs that we hate. I have the first hour, and yes, I
so far, all texting, no tweeting. So far, I love Joel's list. I don't know if that means he loves that you hate these songs because he hates them too, or that he loves the songs you're playing like me.
I don't.
And thinks they're good. I don't know what that means. Terrible. Do you have any Wham on your list?
No.
Nick?
I was going to put one Wham song, and then
I'll slap the crap out of you. Yeah, don't you put any Wham on there.
Which one, Nick? Wake Me Up and Before You Go-Go?
No, it was another one.
Somebody said anything by Wham should be on y'all's list. There's nothing wrong with Wham.
There was one
song. Do the Jitterbug.
That one?
No.
No?
It might have been.
I think we should get into bad lyrics because there's a ton of them.
Yes.
All right, we got a ton to get to, speaking of that. Lots to get to on the show today. We've got a little sportsy there in the last segment. But, you know, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you want to join in on the conversation, that's why we call it the Usable Suspects, because you are a big part of the show. Give us a call, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call or text that number, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling. Such a feeling of complete and utter love.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This one, too?
No. I like Phil Collins.
I like
not this one.
Some Genesis. I like Genesis and Phil Collins, but Phil Collins, when he was off on his own, had some pretty sappy.
You don't like Studio?
So Studio's not a bad song.
In the Air Tonight is a fantastic song.
Overplayed, though.
No.
Completely overplayed.
Can't agree with that.
And then the story was, wait, you can't, no it's one can ever get that story
it wasn't
straight.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't see the, because Eminem rapped about it as well. When he's like, remember the Phil Collins song In the Air of the Night when he saw the kid die and drown and he didn't do anything? And, you know, that's all not true.
Yeah.
I actually had to look it up because I was curious to see if that really happened. But he said, no, that never happened.
We were talking about Eli Manning a couple segments ago, and Dave Deal, the former offensive lineman of the Giants, who now does a radio show in New York, is also associated with the Giants, went down to grab a coffee. He just tweeted to see only two Giants players in the cafeteria. It was Eli Manning sitting next to Davis Webb mentoring him. Hashtag respect, hashtag character, hashtag selfless. That's the kind of class act Eli Manning is.
Yeah.
Notice Geno Smith's not in that conversation.
I know, and somebody even texted the show and said, next Arizona Cardinals QB, Eli Manning. So there's another one.
That's another
on the
team
list
that's loaded up with.
But they already
talent.
Have an old QB that can't perform anymore. Do they need a new old QB that
but
can't
they,
perform
but,
anymore?
But here's the difference. Carson Palmer's never been a poster child for durability.
True.
And he's also, with Eli his last has. Injury, probably not. Eli has, with his consecutive start streak, to where you get consistency from a veteran with those receivers, with still Larry Fitzgerald, with Johnson coming back healthy, with the defense that they have, and those that secondary, I think that's not a bad plan right there either. I'd put Arizona in the mix with Jacksonville to try and get him.
Yeah. Like I said, Jacksonville's a good call. Buffalo's probably a place that could use some help. Arizona. There's got to be.
Buffalo's got Peterman.
There's got to be a couple of other places that are having quarterback issues or, I mean, Cleveland notwithstanding, but if you're Cleveland, do you consider that? Maybe
well,
trade
maybe
one of those
him into mentor.
Second or third round picks and, you know, that way the Giants can get something for Eli and you bring him in and he can be a mentor and a leader to a young quarterback that you draft this year.
Two, because you got Kaiser, which you're still going to do something with.
Yeah.
But at least you got two guys that you can try and show the ropes to. I think he wants to win, though. I think if he goes anywhere, he's going to want to win. He's not going to go to Cleveland.
I could see that. Somebody said, you sound like you smell, Barry. Yeah, boy. All right.
Yeah, boy.
That's not what I sound like, and that's not what I smell like. It's not true, jerk. Barry Patrick. Sounds like a Disney princess smells. Okay, Steelers fan one. You guys are all getting out of
I like it. Patrick P. Randizzle says, my list would be any and all Christmas music. There's a lot of people that are very anti-Christmas.
Do you not
music.
Like Christmas music?
I'm fine with it.
I was going to put a Christmas song that I didn't like, but then I was like, man, I bet you people would go crazy. Like, what Which if they one? Liked the Christmas song?
I saw Grandma kissing Santa Claus.
I saw Mommy. I saw Grandpa kissing
Whatever.
Santa Claus? What the hell's going on?
I don't know the name
the
of
blank
song.
House over Grandpa is kissing Santa Claus. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Now it's not like Trey. That sounds like Trey does. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You wrecked me.
I'm kind of neutral on the whole Christmas song thing.
I don't mind them.
I just don't like. I mind them when you start playing them before Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, start playing them in December. There's stations in the market that go 24/7 Christmas music from Thanksgiving on. That's a bit excessive.
I can do, you know, a couple of songs here and there, but I can't just have it on. Like, my wife, around this time of year, will drive to and from work with nothing but Christmas
oh,
music.
No.
Like, on XM Satellite, they'll have a Christmas station, and that's all she'll listen to. On Christmas Day, we'll have music going at my dad's or whatever, but it's real low. But I just don't, I don't like the corny old stuff, but I don't like the trying to be cool and hip and new stuff either. Like when Destiny's Child had a Christmas album or whatever.
But they
get, I don't want that. I want the traditional.
Mariah Carey the
don't like
title
it. Don't
of
care.
The best new Christmas song singer or something like that. She can take the old stuff and make it sound great, and she also had a couple of new ones.
I just like the traditional Christmas songs, but not the older. I mean, I shouldn't say older because a lot of them are old, but there's some that are just kind of like, I don't know, corny, trying too hard or whatever.
I hear that. Yeah, there's
and,
a lot
and
of
while
people.
We're on that subject, those Christmas TV shows, the claymation ones,
yeah,
those creep me out.
Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Yeah,
Reindeer.
Because then Frosty the Snowman has the Abominable Snowman yep. in it or whatever, and all of that just is weird. I can't.
Don't forget, he's Mr. Heat Miser. He's Mr. Sun.
What?
He was one of the evil enemies of Frosty the Snowman.
Oh.
The Heat Miser.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No. Like I said, I can't watch those. Those I can't do that. My wife every year likes to watch The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I'm like, you're in your 40s now. Why are you watching this? I don't know. It's just nice to have on TV. We don't even really watch it. I'm just like, I can't. I'm gonna go in the other room and play video games. I grow up.
The best part of any of the Charlie Brown holiday ones was just the Schroeder's theme on the piano.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just like that.
Do you?
Yeah, and Snoopy was dancing to it on the piano. I was good with that.
That's not
Other
bad.
Than that, it was all right.
Some people are making suggestions for songs they hate. You guys are forgetting. It's a way back Wednesday. These songs have to be prior to 2000. Yes, there are plenty of songs that you could put post-2000 on your list. These have to be. So Young Thug, not going to happen. Lou Bega's Mambo No. 5, was that prior to 2000?
I don't believe so.
But that was... When I was Google searching, that was like a common song that popped up
a lot
as
of people
a bad
hate
song.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of corny.
That, and surprisingly, as big as it got, Nelly, you know that Pimp Juice song?
Yeah.
She only loved me for my pimp juice.
Now there's one
you
got to capture.
It. I just want to hear you sing it again.
Oh my God. That song was on the radio
like
all the time.
Pimp Juice?
No, I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it at all.
Sounds like the little guy in Dr. Pepper that's like Prince.
It's the sweet one. That's what you kind of sound like singing it right there. That's pretty good.
How about Lou Vega getting a commercial out of that deal? A one-hit wonder that gets a commercial now.
Yeah, but you notice somebody said, if you have to put the label, this is Lou Vega from Mambo No. 5 fame, then maybe you should get a better spokesman for your commercial.
Because
people have
that.
No idea who the hell that dude is.
Nope. None.
Somebody said Dipset had a Christmas album. What?
I did not know that.
That is a bit shocking. And this is actually a pretty good suggestion, too, from a texter for Eli, places to go. Because we've said now, the obvious one is Jacksonville. Uh-huh. But we've said Buffalo, Arizona, and texter came up with Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Another good option.
That's a good option is right. Remember a year ago with Romo was the same situation.
Yeah, Miami. Would you swap out Jay Cutler for Eli Manning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
I would, too.
You guys know how I feel about
Jay
Cutler.
I mean, 11-5 last year. He's not done yet, is he? He might be. But 11-5 last year, with the right guys around him, he might be able to do something. So,
yeah.
Somebody said you sounded like Herbert from The Family Guy singing Pimp Juice.
I'm telling you, he sounded like the Dr. Pepper guy.
Please tell me you saved that. You have to save your own stuff.
No, that's not how it works.
Yes,
the producer,
it does. You have to be self-deprecating.
Isolate stuff on the on-air host.
You're
and everybody
such
else.
A dick.
It doesn't work that way.
Fine. You know what I'm going to do, Joel? I'm going to go home tonight, as I often do now, podcast. And listen to our show. I'm going to pull it off the podcast.
That's not how it works.
It is how
it's going to work.
And then I'll just get it on my phone and fire it off when I want to. Yeah, that's going to happen. So now what?
It's going against the norm, man.
Don't care. We're breaking ground on the show. We always have.
Turn your mic off.
Well, all right.
You win. That's just pretty cool. He wins that one, yeah. All right, well, we got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show as we're just getting started. Mm. And
Yeah. So good.
This isn't even really music. I mean, this
so
is like,
good.
This is like elevator music.
I know you don't like this song, but maybe just give it one more try. See if you like it.
See what you did there.
Thanks.
All right. Thankfully, my list is over because I can't stand it. So I'll hear it and be able to judge now my two colleagues
it's
as we continue with
one.
Hour number two of the big show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I didn't mean to tell you lies.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.